This is Description, episode 25 for October 4th, 2006.
Can't concentrate.
Welcome to Description, Valerie in Toronto. I am Valerie. Hi, how you doing? And yep, I'm in Toronto. In fact, I am walking along the south side of Bloor, just east of Spadina. And it is, if I look back at the medical building on the other side of Spadina that has like a digital clock and stuff, it's 11:29 on Saturday, September 30th. Now why am I out here 11:29? Am I going to see a band? I'm usually late by now if I'm going to see a band. No, I'm here, I am walking around for something called Nuit Blanche. Now, well, how do I explain this? Toronto has North by Northeast for music. We have the TIFF and a few other festivals for movies. We have Doors Open for architecture. And now, for art, we have Nuit Blanche, which is kind of a hopefully an accessible festival of contemporary art. You walk around and there's art. There's more art than usual. Exhibits and performances specific for this event and specific for the venues in question, many of which are just simply on the streets. And why it's called Nuit Blanche, which is literally translated as meaning white night, nuit, night, blanche, white, it's actually a French figure of speech that I suddenly can't remember what it's for. Everybody yell at me now. But it basically means staying up all night, okay? And so this art stuff, all over the city, dozens of things, art-type things going on, they're happening all night. They start at about 8 or 9, well, 7 to be technical, and they go on until 7 in the morning. I'm, of course, a wuss. I'm not going to be walking around here like 4 in the morning. Although, who knows, you know. Going back to the tab, you know, plenty of things can happen. But I'm starting this up at 11:30. And we'll see what happens. Already, something that I had already seen earlier today, as I continue walking along Bloor, looking up here at the side of the of a Holiday Inn, here on this street, there is a very huge painting, kind of. It's a print by Carl Beam, a native artist who passed away last year. And he has a couple installations on this street that are very large. This one happens to be called Big Pink because its background is pink. And it's of this old guy, and I don't know his significance. And there's white paint around it, and underneath there seems to be some kind of representation of a whale. So this is some of the fantastically insightful description you're going to be getting for Nuit Blanche. But there's supposed to be noises and sounds and music and other stuff going on besides me jabbering. So we'll continue on over the course of the night and see what happens. Ooh, CP24 van, so you know it's going to be important. Ah, we are at the south end of Philosopher's Walk. And there is fog. That's because one of the supposed showpieces of this little whoop-de-doo is a fog sculpture by a Japanese artist. Holy cats, what a turnout. There are hundreds of people here. Seriously. kind of lose your sense of the whole, I don't know, foreboding of this piece.
I can't stop.
I think. I don't know whether to fire up the MP3 for this or not. Okay, Philosopher's Walk is, first off, is just a path that people take to kind of cut through some things going into through the university. And there's supposed to be this sculpture, O Fog.
Goddamn Fog. Is that it?
And yeah, there it is.
Where are you guys? We just went through a pile of mud and we're now at the arch space.
Okay, I'm sitting in front of a sign, and so I shall read it. Fog in Toronto, number 7164, 2006. Fujiko Nakaya Fog Installation. Created by artificially produced water fog, this ever-changing atmospheric sculpture shaped instantaneously by the microclimate reveals the relationship between artificial and natural things and being, and two, reminds us of the vestiges of Tattle Creek, long since sent underground. I'll tell you about that another time. Being a phenomenon and an artifact at the same time, it can be described as articulated nature, a bonsai of atmosphere. Which gets kind of blown out when it's being surrounded by hundreds of people. Holy crap, it is muddy. To give you some idea of said climate, it is, it did rain on and off through the bulk of the day. It's in the 50s right now, if you're going by Fahrenheit. It's somewhere around 12 or 13 if you're going by Celsius. It is a perfect fall night. It is 100% humidity, I did notice on CP24 as I left. And so there is mud, especially, again, when you have this many people walking around here. I don't, you science people would have a better idea of what sort of effect that's going to have on these water droplet things being sent out. Highlighted by the odd vertical spotlight. Oh, hang on. And to my left, there's a guy standing in a suit with a large paper shopping bag over his head, holding out his hand as if to shake someone else's hand. Everybody get out of my way! And, like, two guys are filming him with digital cameras. There are a lot of people with digital cameras filming this installation. Oh. Okay. Well, why don't you have a sign saying that then? So I was supposed to go the other way? Sorry, I seem to be experiencing this backwards. Okay. Let's get through here.
Oh, well, we want to qualify with that.
So I've got to go back around? No, I'm not going back
around.
Because
if you go the wrong way on that.
There are actually two paths. Another guy with a paper bag on his head has both hands out. He's turning around. Oh, yeah, there is our mayor, David Miller, over to my left, talking to a couple guys. Not being filmed. You know what this is like? This is like every other art exhibition that you've ever been to. That's really popular. or you go on the last weekend or something, and you're going to experience all this really great art and like contemplate it and everything, but you're in this really slow moving line, like you're on your way into the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disney World. So from this vantage point, this is another path about 20 feet away that is a little up higher on a little hill. And you can see the people who are taking the proper direction through the installation. And that in and of itself is pretty interesting. I'm continuing on. And there are just these spotlights at odd angles to highlight the fog. And yeah, the fog is pretty there. And it dissipates really quickly, which seems to be the intention, I guess. You kind of assume that everything that happens is the intention, even if it wasn't. To not have intention is the intention? Yeah. And on we go. Okay, continuing north then, back up to Bloor. Oh, okay.
It's nice.
I have some idea how this works now. I'm standing right by, you can hear it, this very narrow pipe. Well, you could... It looks like a cable, actually. And I am standing behind one of three of them, of these, call them racks. Let's call them fog dispersion racks. And they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 nozzles emitting whatever's creating the fog. This very, very, very fine spray that obviously, as you can hear, they've just turned off. So these racks of fog dispersion are throughout this area, and intermittently this stuff comes out. I suspect there were people probably hoping it was going to be pretty cold tonight.
For Anna? Wife?
In which this would just sort of be like Niagara Falls in very early spring. Continue up Philosopher's Walk, now away from where the entrance to this is supposed to be. Thank you for labeling it. Like it's supposed to matter?
Yes, it is supposed to matter.
Yeah, okay, fine. I have no idea what this is. I don't think it was on my list. Let's see what we got. The Faculty of Music. Sign on the outside says, Hydraulophone, curated by Steve Mann, East Entrance. I think that's where we are. And Night Music, curated by Andrew Staniland, South Lobby. Okay. Let's follow the arrows. Takes us up into the main lobby-ish area. People are checking coats for some reason. Oh, and having coffee. Nice. Okay, here's night music. We're supposed to be... starts at 7. What's supposed to be happening now? Okay. I'm going to see if the microphone on here has any effect with the microphone I'm about to step up to. Nice. No, it doesn't. Electronic improvisation, basically what it was microphone and a couple guys, one on a PowerBook and another, I don't know what he was doing, but basically you make these noises and they do stuff with it. So they were kind of like trying to get people to come up, and there's this girl who would keep coming up every once in a while, kind of, you could see the artist in residence on this. And so she got this guy come up, and then I thought, well, okay, well, I'm wearing a microphone, so it's probably not going to have any different, make any difference. But there was some weird thing that happened, but I don't know if it had to do with the microphone or had to do with what that guy in front of that mixer thing was doing. We're now leaving the Faculty of Music building into something that's supposed to be called hydrophone. Can't remember. Out on the steps. Oh, awesome. Okay, now to first explain this. Good luck. Okay. It's this similar kind of construction to having, oh, you know, one of those fountain-type things. You're supposed to get Shoppers Drug Mart to relieve your stress because you're listening to it and it makes you want to piss. All right, that. Only bigger. And in some sort of pipe configuration that it looks like a parenthesis. And so in the middle of this, water is coming out in a little stream. And these two guys are able to make music by putting their fingers over the holes through which the water comes. There you go. Now we can hear it. Approaching Nalby Avenue Road in Bloor, looking at the Church of the Redeemer, very old church. If you remember description 4 about the festival, about the film festival, I was walking by the Church of the Redeemer when I walked past Jake Gyllenhaal. And you're like, oh yeah, I totally know where you're talking about. Anyway, on the front of the Church of the Redeemer, which is this modestly sized, extremely old church, are these neonish white letters that say, "Hold that thought." And people are streaming in there. You would not believe the pedestrian traffic around this area right now. It's incredible.
So did you go see it?
This is for fucking art. It's awesome. Okay. We're at the corner now. I don't think I'm gonna... Whatever they've got up there, I don't think I'm gonna see it from across the street. But I'm gonna give it a shot. Let me not give it a shot. I gotta cross the street anyway. I'm gonna blow off the gardener for now. I might check back into it. After all, it is all night. I'm gonna join the hordes crossing Queens Park / Avenue Road. And the lights about to turn, so I'm gonna run. Okay. Well, I wasn't planning on going to Church of the Redeemer, but let's give it a shot. Along with the other zillion people who are doing it.
That was it. I was wondering what I could do for that one last, you know.
Funny that my friend.
my guys. Positive energy. Let's go. I've never been in this church proper anyway. Slowly going down an aisle and yet another line. Doesn't look like they've changed anything. This is like doors open. Lots of candles around the altar. Lots of candles around the altar. It is a very nice space. People are like walking around the altar area. This is Anglican, so there's a fairly simple table in the middle. And then cool stuff like around it, railings and stuff. Now in the marble-ish flooring. In a sort of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 dexahedron. Is that a snippet? Tea candles all over the place. And people are walking around the dexagon. So, it's like doors open with candles and a neon sign outside and a woman on your way in telling you to have positive energy. Which, actually, as I go around wondering where the quote-unquote art is, I think it's that woman out on the stairs.
You can't bring dairy in the elevator.
I think that was the art. With the woman telling you, you're walking into a church, positive energy, positive energy, positive energy. I think that was the art. And as such, it wasn't too fucking bad. Oh, wait, let me get to a sign that it's, that is supposed to explain it, maybe. And now some of you are going, no, don't do that. I liked your theory. Installed at a street intersection where people are forced to pause, Mark, Kelly Mark, Mark's neon sign asks one to also pause one's mind, to hold that thought, if only for a moment. The temporal nature of this fleeting moment is a unique and personal experience as much as is the church's ever-changing message board. Ah. In other words, the woman saying positive energy.
Go, guys!
I was actually overthinking that. It's actually just the sign. But still, I think that's an added bit of art. The whole positive energy thing. Okay, now we're walking up to Yorkville. You remember Yorkville, don't you? Yeah. walking past the construction site for the Hazleton Hotel, which this time last year was a big-ass hole in the ground. But you could buy a piece of the big-ass hole in the ground for like $4 million. There's supposed to be something going on at the Hazleton site. So let's see what's up. Once I walk past this car that was just coming out of the parking lot. Again, crowd. Ah, there is a big production screen on the corner here. Crowds of people right smack in the middle of Yorkville Ave. But I think the roads are closed, so. Oh, right. Okay, I remember what this is supposed to be. This is this installation, I Am Curious Yorkville 2006, is a series of scenes about Yorkville the way it used to be back in the day, and I mean back in the day, like I wasn't born yet back in the day. This neighborhood in which I'm standing was a bastion for hippies, coffee houses, quote unquote coffee houses, places to hang out and get your folk and psychedelic thing going and sit in. Hey, there's supposed to be a sit-in. Oh, I forgot. That's still going on right now. You know, people like, you've had Joni Mitchell and Blood, Sweat, and Tears and whatever. This was the hub of counterculture. It really was. It was the only hub of counterculture in this town, or even in this country at the time. And, you know, here we are now. Ah, in fact, here we are now, because part of the installation is now showing live pictures of us standing here now. And it's kind of intercut back and forth with 60s people. And I'm looking for the camera like the American I am. Oh, there you go. I see it. It's covered by a trash bag. And a lot of people are out of its way, so I'm going to stand in the middle of it, to the side, watching. There I am on myself, intercut with this hippie woman. Man, I have a beak-like nose. It's just a silhouette of me right now. Intercut with these, you know, people in crowds going, hey, dude! I think I'm going to stay here. I don't think I'm going to go up Hazleton. I think there are enough galleries to go on here. Like, say, like the Holland Resort. Oh, right! See, it's all coming back to me now. Where I believe these two artists are supposed to be painting, new painting, brand new, over the course of the evening while various jazz bands play. That's right. And by 7 o'clock in the morning, they're supposed to be done with their pieces. I like that whole that thought. Holy cheese. Of course, crowd.
Why not? Liz, do you want to go in?
combo is stand-up bass drum, keyboard, sax. At some point they might even play. Oops. One hasn't started yet. The other is quite well along. It looks as if it would be in this neighborhood in winter. Very, a lot of browns going on. It's just started. God, it's hot here. Both the artists are very young. By Austin, like big impressionist kind of thing, big dad thing, and quite a pastoral scene. I mean, there's more than it, but a lot of it is farm things. For coffee, for coffee. Just surprised that there's Taylor. Oh well. I got weakened though. At like 3 in the morning. Perhaps I may still. I have to tie my shoe. There's the top of Philosopher's Walk. I think I'm going to do some jaywalking here. Cross Bloor. See if I can find that other thing that's supposed to be on Philosopher's Walk.
We just wanted to keep walking and going and nothing.
fucking cross. Okay, top of clusters one.
It was informative, maybe not.
I'm hungry, just a, I don't want to eat something.
Really, what do they have? Remedy again,
I guess. Can't concentrate.
Oh, here's the other side of the crystal. There's the answer. The answer is, yeah, they pretty much got all the panels up on this side. Well, end, more accurate way to put it. There's also the construction for, holy jeez, they've gotten far on that. Construction for the Royal Conservatory of Music, which was basically the size of your average small town high school, and has now, holy crap, they've gotten far on this. And now there's, in back of that little building is this massive concrete block structure. Holy crap. Wow. They got far on that. Good for them. Very impressive. Anyway. Continuing down Philosopher's Walk. Now there's supposed to be a wishing tree here somewhere. Polo!
Beware of the fog! The fog will consume you!
I believe they would call that an improvised variation on the piece. Back to the fog. For once we came.
It took me 2 hours to drive home at that time.
There's supposed to be a damn tree. There's supposed to be a wishing tree. Where's the damn wishing tree?
Boy for sale! Boy for sale!
No, 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 there. Oh, there it is.
The fog sculpture?
Past that. I'd already been through that. I was looking for the wishing tree.
And wishing there. Tree?
That.
Well, it's
a
piece.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is actually a collection of trees with long pieces of paper hanging from them, suspended by silver ribbon. In order to get up there, I gotta go through the mud. I believe part of the idea is you write your own and put it up on the tree.
So I kid you not.
How about, I wish this music would end. I'm kidding. Let's go in here. I wish I wouldn't slide down the mud on this hill. Okay, let me do the description here. One garden, one night, one wish. Sound installation with printed paper elements attached to a tree. Yeah, it's one tree, isn't it? It's just got a ton of branches. Okay, the tree becomes an interactive artwork emanating a sound score. While these are two artists, Andrew Zeely and Suzanne Stathkos. Sound score by Zeely. Sorry, Andrew, about that joke about the music. While Stathkos has wrapped its trunk, visitors are invited to attach her printed quote unquote wishes to its branches. Oh, her printed wishes. Evoking 1 year in the life of a garden, the sound score is fully realized when accompanied by sounds intrinsic to the area. A wish made at night may be answered by dawn. And so we will try to get up this little hill. Okay. Got it. One of these papers. They're big, they're about a foot long. Wish everything was okay to be together, get married, plus have children, times two, sell my art, motivate myself, baby has a really good night's sleep. My cat sat on my bed forever. He'd ask me to marry him, to move out of NYC, to find my way in this world, a cleaner environment, wisdom, love, peace. There are a couple others that say that same thing. Several others that say that same thing. Here's another one. When I see her again, she will tell me that she is in love with me. You be with me. Love for humanity, the ability to breath without struggle, recognize the truth and accept the reality and live in the present. Happiness for all children. Get filthy, rich, and famous. There were enough hours in the day. Fly. So it's a list among ellipses of what somebody is wishing. Another one. To live a long and healthy life, see the clouds as a cloud, touch the trees as a tree. I had a friend. Wishes for others are more important than wishes for ourselves. Support myself and write music. For inspiration, do what I do best, and end to homelessness, poverty, and hunger, a smiling world. And there are other strips that say the same thing, and this is one section of the tree. There's another section. When I see her again, she will you already had that one, sorry. Another one in here. Clouds is a cloud. Everything was okay. Cleaner environment. The trunk is wrapped in silver foil. Many of these wish strips that are folded and bunched up on the ground, tracked with mud. The world was free of prejudice. For everyone's wish to come true, $1 million. I had no curfew. People were free to be who they are, whether they are hetero, homo, black, white, or HIV+. Our health to be fully restored. Help humanity heal. Men would stop killing people. We would just share. Oh, this is what the sound these make. Someone wrote something on it. Come home, baby, I need you here. Somebody wrote on one of them in marker. I wish I would not slide down the mud on this hill. Here's another one somebody wrote on. the world would be a safe place to be. Me. Milo. Thank you, Milo. So I'm back on Lore. Going west. And I'm back in the neighborhood. In the neighborhood. The annex. There's Dalton Road I just walked past. So, didn't seem there was anything going on around Sussex or BP Nickel Lane. I thought there was. I think it only goes on, I think it only went on from, I don't know, 10 to 11 or something. But still, there's some pretty cool stuff. I'm also kind of annoyed. I thought of something else, some other stuff closer to Young I was going to go to. And something at the Conade, and I didn't end up going back to the Gardener. And, well, you know. But there's only so much. Also, there's the fact there's two other frickin' zones that were as big as this one. So, but my feet are tired, and it's 1:45, and I'm trying to make it to the top in time for last call. But there were some pretty interesting things. I mean, I got to be in on that electronic thing. I saw these guys play some sort of a water piano with holes. There was the fog thing. There was the wish tree thing. So there was some cool stuff. You know what? There's art going on in this town all the time. Everywhere. It's a very artsy town. So this was just kind of extra, you know, thick cream cheese frosting of art on top of the very substantial and tasty carrot cake of art that we already have. I'm sorry, I saw some episode of Good Eats on the Food Network about carrots today. So I would say appreciate the art that you got in your town. Look for it. And if you think that it's not art, then, oh, look for it anyway. And theorize your way into it being art. That's part of the idea. That's part of the business about challenging you. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. The blog is descriptionto.blogspot.com. Descriptionto.blogspot.com. Again, thank you very much. I sound kind of draggy because I feel kind of draggy. It's late for me and I'm old. But now we go on to my own kind of art, and that is Saturday Night at the Tap. So, thanks. And take care.